Blog Talk Radio.
It's over here too.
Thank you.
Images out of the world. It's a shame to go to church and see an image of another people. They have messed the world up. So we thank Allah for Wali Ali and that beautiful song, Images. We're here tonight on the Block Talk Radio Station. Coming out of California. Bringing a message of concern. Concern about what? Concern about the world that we live in. We no longer the image or incorrect way of worshiping the Creator is in the world, then it's already affected us as human beings. It's going to continue to affect the world and the human being because the human being done got, not all human beings, but those who are inferior have got used to being walked on. And the one who's superior, so-called superior, had got used to walking on the one they think is inferior, and that must change. Can't be a real world without worshiping God in spirit and truth and following all the commandments that God has brought to man so man can live a good, honorable, decent life. As long as man thinks he's God, as long as a man thinks another man God, ain't going to be no decency, ain't going to be no coming together of the minds and hearts of the people. The people are always going to be killing and bringing about misinjustice in the land. So truth comes to clean up the falsehood that caused this. And so we've been under that falsehood. So God said he's going to take the rejected and spies in Scripture and make those people the leaders. So we the leader in removing this false image of God. And those people that under that image or following that image, they ain't going to change until circumstance change, when finance change, when economic change. Maybe then they will change. But as long as the court they control is unjust and fair, long as democracy is not promoted and carried out, we're going to have these problems in the world. So we're here tonight on this Pop Talk radio station trying to bring some insanity, sanity back to the human family. And it's never going to come back. It's always going to stay the same that one people are the rug and the other people are the one walking on the rug. And when we tired of being the rug, then we're going to stand up for justice. And justice is to worship God, spirit, and truth. There ain't no justice. We're going to worship God in an image and tell a lie on God that he got an only begotten son out of all the people in the world. He goes choose the same people that stole us and robbed us, our name and our culture, and stole all our knowledge and used them and used it to build and make and stole everything from us. And now he don't want to share it. So we had to point it out. We as people got to stand up and hope that the good people, the people who are not afraid to stand up and want their share, will stand up too. And once we all stand up, then God will take over. Allah say, with the righteous, with the unrighteous. See, with the ungodly, that's ungodly what they have done to us. But it's injustice. We got now, you can't find an apartment in Atlanta or anywhere in maybe in Georgia that you pay $1,000 or better for a shack. Who brought that about? It was an evil source. And who keep promoting that? We know that the evil source brought in the bad food, brought in the bad music, brought in the bad behavior, homosexuality. We know that evil is bringing all this in. We know how the people that they bringing it in, that love a dog. Ain't nothing wrong with having a dog. I had grown up with a dog. But that dog ain't slept in the bed with me. That dog ain't pissed on my mama's sofa. But them dogs was doing everything in the house, on the sofa, and grandmama ain't saying nothing. Talking to that dog like he's a baby. What's wrong? This is sickness of this world. But we're going to open this talk with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, but we go too far. And then we're going to say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that all the prophets, all those spoke Arabic. None of them never been to America, so none of them spoke English. And they most likely said it like this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa bilayameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. Iyyak. Can I but can I stay in it didn't the mushikin? The Raja Ladina and lay him. God we may do be a lay him while a dog I mean in this translation. We seek protection with Allah, the creator, Allah who is the God, the creator of this creator, we thank with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord and Chancellor, and the Saint of all the world. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone we're supposed to be worshiping, and that aid we should be. We're asking Allah to continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on. And not of those whose portion is wrath and who go not astray. I mean, welcome you to the Block Talk Radio Station, where we talking about the real issues of the world. And that main issue is to seek God corrected. They have given us God incorrected. Satan had an opportunity, and he took advantage of that. And he brought in God in an unnatural way, said God is a man. God has a son. God was born from a woman, and his mother was named Mary. All these lies, one after another. And that's what Satan is good at. He is the biggest liar in the world. Even Christ Jesus said Satan is a liar, and he's the father of a liar, and in him is no good. That's what Jesus said. He said that by the Jews. That's why the Jews do not look up to respect Jesus, because he spoke the truth on them. And the Jews know that they do not love, not the good Jews. Not I'm talking about the Zionists who don't believe in nothing but materialistic. He don't believe in the hereafter. He don't believe that there's a life after them. I'm talking about that one. That one who is the best actor, the best phony you ever met, that Jew. Who know how to lie to get material. They used to call themselves gypsies. Some of them called themselves gypsies. But they was unnatural, unwanted people that made themselves like that because they had no respect for life. So we're here tonight to talk about how we can get our life back, how we can become better human beings, and how we can come to the top of the crop. And the top of the crop is Muslim. Hear and obey the Creator, because that's what we're going to get our reward from. Because we're going to die. Matter of fact, we in training every night. We go to sleep of death. Death, sleep ain't nothing but a training of the real death. Because you're going to lay down one day and not going to wake up again. Huh? So God woke you up this morning, and he gave you and gave me another chance at this life. And this is what this life, this is what we are representing tonight, to represent another chance. Remove all racial image, represent another chance in the world for the world to get itself together. get itself back in shape and stop being tricked and misled by Satan himself. Satan, who is Satan? Any man and any woman that tell lies and weak ideas and weak ideas and wrong thinking and tell lies. That's anybody. It ain't got nothing to do with your color. Nobody picked their color. Nobody went and asked or went into a back of a room and picked their color up. God gave all of us the color he wanted to test us in. And we all on our test. We're all passing through. And whatever we do while we pass through, we gain a record. We put a record on our resume. And our resume is with Allah alone. And we keep that resume clean and pure by praying and fasting and doing what God said, following his prophets and following the message, that the true message that he put in Scripture. You know that's not a true message in Scripture. When God said that, I don't know what they said, God said, if somebody hits you on the right side, give him your left side. That ain't from God. God would never tell you that. Then the Christian army, the Christian preachers teach that, but the Christian army don't believe in that. The Christian police and the Navy and the Marines don't believe in that lie. So we have to not believe in it too. We have to tell them why not. It's unnatural. It's nobody should be hitting or putting their hand on nobody. Even the one you paid to protect and serve, he shouldn't be throwing you down, hitting you with an electric gun. But they do nothing but 95% or 98%. They don't do that to nobody but African America, especially in America. They do it all over the world, but America is number one doing to his African or so-called African American neighbors and people. And they show you every night they do that. But we don't have to change that. We change that when we come together in unity. And why would a Caucasian not come together with us in unity? We all come from Africa. He didn't come from no special soil. And he talked about we the eight. We come from eight. When you look at the hair on the eight, his hair is no different than the Caucasian hair. The eight. But they call us eight. So they been calling us names for years that we wasn't. They the one gave us the N word. Why they give us it? Because it's a word that brings back negativity, lies. It bring down. It take out the. It goes into a person and that's tear him apart. And he be calling himself a nigger. And what does the word nigger mean? Anybody dirty, low down, and foul, according to Webster. But who can be more dirty, low down, and foul than a man steal you from your homeland, put you on the ship with a people that's on top of each other, wasting and throwing up on each other, and bring you thousands of miles away from home, put you on a block and sell you. Who can be more evil? Who can be more black-hearted than that? He didn't make himself like that. If you tell a man he's a white man, what you think he's going to do? And tell him God came in his image? Don't you know you just messed him up? And our Caucasian brothers are messed up with that lie. I'm closer to God than you is. They messed up. Huh? You wish you was me. They always saying that, like, black killed another black, black killed the white man. No, I mean, ain't no white man nowhere in the world. God ain't make no white people, no black people. So God didn't make either. So all that's a lie. So who you think have been chosen to screen that lie? So that's what we here. We here to screen all the lies out so we all can live along together as human beings. But they will never be truly human beings until we get that ignorance out of them that they are closer to God than we are. Jesus was born in Africa. But they don't say Jesus was born in Africa. They say Jesus was a Jew. I don't care what he is, they ain't following him. They ain't living no life like Jesus said live. Jesus told Nicodemus, he got to be born again. And Nicodemus want to get smart. Say, what you mean, I got to go back to my mama again? And Jesus said, fear, you got to be born again. Meaning he got to die to that corrupt knowledge that he been bought into. Because corrupt knowledge got to lead both of us. I'm a black man, and I'm a yellow man. And God said he never said nothing like that. He said he made human beings. And when people stop loving and caring, being good neighbors, stop stealing, and start lying to each other, tricking each other, they ain't no more human beings. They done left there. Huh? If there had been some white people, you think we would have had slavery? So they have took over color they had never represented. So we here to straighten that mess out and let them know that God didn't make you. You made yourself there. The white water and the black water. They came up with that scheme. Satan gave them that scheme. We're all human beings living on this earth to be tested by the one God. We're all passing through. Ain't no permanent life for anybody. Everybody got to die, and they get a record to take with them when they die. And whatever they have done in this world determines what God put them in the next world. That is plain, simple, has the nose on all our face. So I see I got another brother in there. In the queue, brother working pretty hard, Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I don't know where he got to go to the mass here or not. So I'm going to bring him in and let him continue to carry on this great conversation that we're having. That's all it is, a great conversation, because you can ask questions. All you got to do is match one, come into the queue, and you can start asking questions on what's been said, what's been said. And you, if you don't like it, tell us you don't like it. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up to carry on this honorable, decent conversation. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Adhim. Allah
Akbar.
Okay. Allah Akbar. The brother called me and told me that I won't have to come in and this evening. You know that they gonna have it. They couldn't have it today. So alhamdulillah, I'm free. So I thank Allah again of being on the program that bringing forth the truth, that standing up with what is right and giving other people an option. They have an opportunity to make a decision on their own rather than stand in the position that they are in. You know, they are able to make a choice. And the way they're making the choice is that we're giving them a different view, a different insight on what's going on. You know, like right now, you know, we got the Jewish, a group of Jacobites, that's what Imam Wahbi Muhammad called them, a group of Jewish peoples that is scheming and got forth a program where they stepping out of the closet and revealing themselves. People can see them. When they've been here all the time, but they are getting bold. They stepping out of the closet, but they're coming out the closet with deception. They everything they do, they trying to deceive you, trying to make you look at a thing a certain way. They don't want you to see the truth. Because if you knew the truth, then it'll be all over for them. So they had to come out with deception. And they doing that. They definitely doing that successfully. They using the media, the television. You know, where they control the television. All these shows, and most of these movies is put out by Jews. You know, all these stories that has been told. Ideas on businesses, ideas on the way of life, you know, all this here, you know, traveling all over the world, you know, this is most of the Jews. They got the money and the power. Now that's some Caucasian, but Caucasians haven't came together like the Jews have. They're not united like the Jews is. Caucasians not. You know. Matter of fact, none of them is united like the Jew. He's thoroughly united. He not only united with his knowledge, but he able to put together bring together the currency. He has a science on handling money. Judah. He have a science on that, and he know what he's doing. You know, I remember the imam asked us. He told us. He said, and this is about people always saying how many people that was killed during the Holocaust. So the imam said, you need to ask the Jew why. You know, why did they kill him? Why did they send him to the gas chamber and things like that? And I did some research. I figured it out. And I seen that it was in one of the shows I heard that the Jews said that He can go in a community, in a new community, you know, and in a month or 2 months time, he have mostly all the control over the finance, over the money. He knows how to use the science and going into a society. And getting control of the money. When the money is spent, he had programs set up where it'll come straight to him. And he had programs set up where he don't let them get it back no more. The one that spend it, he don't let that one get it back no more. The one that spend it, if you want something else, you have to come out with some more money. They said in some cases, the Jews will wait 3, 4, and 5 months in order to purchase a product from his brother Jew. He'll wait on it that long. But he, in other words, he won't buy it. He won't buy it from the Caucasian, or he won't buy it from the African American, or the Chinese, or the Mexican. You see, he'll just wait until his brother, Jewish brother, get the product in and save his money and buy it when the when his brother get the product in. And doing that, using that system, he able, they say that he's able to turn the money. If 10 is the perfect number, he able to turn over the money 9 times in his community. He able, in other words, the money will come back to him after he spent it at least 9 times. It'll make a circle. It'll stay in that circle. It means that when he spent it with one Jew, and that Jew was spending with another Jew, or in some cases, the Jew would spend the money right back to him. You see, he'll keep that money in a circle. You know what we need? We need food, clothing, and shelter. So we got to pay rent, pay for real estate. We got to do that. We got to have money for that. We got to pay for that. We got to pay for food. We got to eat. So I mean, you got to have a store. You got to have a store. You got to wear clothes, so you got to have clothing. Different types of clothes. You got to learn how to make your own clothes. That's when these different nationalities have their own style. They make their own clothes. You don't see them wearing nobody else's style. The style that they get is what they made. Food, clothing, and shelter. You got to be able to produce this because this is a need. We got to eat every day. We got to have somewhere to sleep at. We got to have to change the clothes. We got to wash our clothes. So we got to have laundromats. We got to have dryers. All these things will learn you the science of controlling your money, of keeping the money in a circle and keeping it in your community. They say when somebody else come in your community with their business and you spend money with them and they don't live in this community, when they leave, they bring the community down. Think about that, brothers and sisters. This is what they've been doing. This ain't nothing new what I'm talking about. This is what they've been doing. So what is the solution? The solution is that we got to get brothers and sisters out of our community, where they got to establish themselves, establish businesses in the community, selling food, clothing, and shelter. Having gas stations, supermarkets, having all these things that we need. We got to have our own. If something happened tomorrow, and we have to we have a need for these different things. If other people have it and you had to go away to them to get it, and it just get to a point where all these things is becoming is a necessity, is a need, and you can't get it. They go, you ain't got food. We have a flood, we have an earthquake, we have anything that happened, and we short of food and all this thing. You think that Caucasian peoples or other nationalities gonna let you come in and get it from them? They got guns too. They gonna protect their interests. They gonna keep that right among themselves. We got to set it up where our young brothers and sisters is establishing business where they are providing jobs for the other family. We got to have security in the community. We had to have our own police station. We had to have our own mayor. We had to have our own government. Don't you know that the American government get big money? What do you think? Who do you think get that tax money when you go to the store? You have to pay taxes on everything that you get. Who do you think get that money, that tax money? They had to give it to the government. But think about this, brothers and sisters. When the government get that money, the government is obligated to distribute that money in African-American communities, Caucasian communities, you understand, the Jewish communities. That's our tax money.
Teach.
But it's supposed to be distributed back into the community. And we can, and we are able to fix things up that need to be fixed up. But now, we got to have a representative to make sure we get the amount that we're supposed to get to according to the number of people that we got in our community. We supposed to be getting the right amount. We had to find out how much the money is supposed to be spent in our area. You see, we ain't gonna have no redlining. You know, we ain't gonna have no racism. You're gonna be getting money from the taxpayers. And believe me, the government collect trillions of dollars. Why you think America is so rich now? Why do you think the older peoples don't have to go to work? Because they put together a program where they're able to get paid Social Security. And that money comes from our tax, from the tax that we are paying. It comes from the taxes that we pay every month, Social Security. And they talking about right today, they talking about using Social Security in Israel. Brothers and sisters, We got to wake up to what's going on. We got to be able to know and have the knowledge of America, have the knowledge of the Constitution, know our Constitution, know our rights as citizens in this here country. We serve this country, brothers and sisters. We are the ones that helped build this country. But they are practicing racism against us. They said the racism is so strong they can the racism into religion. That's how strong they working together with this brothers and sisters. When they raise up a white image, they realize that they benefit from this there. And you looking at their image as the image of God. If you think that they're God, that means that you depend on them for everything.
Go ahead.
Everything.
Man. Go ahead.
You have to wake up and see that we have been used and each one of us is playing a role and the Caucasian, they're playing the master.
Go ahead.
And you got to be the slave. You got to look for jobs for them. You got to accept the treatment that they give you. So we got to establish our own businesses, brothers and sisters. Don't you know we're supposed to have millionaires and billionaires among our African-American brothers and sisters? Millionaires and billionaires. Our brothers and sisters are going to have to learn, you know, how to support each other. We don't want to support a brother or sister. They go around there and marry a Caucasian, and the Caucasian, they're taking all the money back to their community. We're not against interracial marriage, but we got to see what's going on. And we got to get established. We got to sacrifice like everybody else is sacrificing. Brothers and sisters, when they take racism to religion, you can't suit no Lord in that. When they take racism all the way into religion. And then they get our brothers and sisters, you know, the same songs and develop all types of ways where they can give themselves to that idea, to that lie. And they can, and they're able to pass it on to the next generation. We're supposed to be passing wealth on to the next generation, our wealth. We're supposed to keep that in the circle and have the money that we make, but we keep that in the circle. But they got us passing and keeping in the circle a lie that God had a son. We passing that on. So we gonna have to wake up, brothers and sisters, and see the reality of what's going on and be able to know the difference between a lie and the truth. That's got to be real. That statement's got to be real because Jesus said, know you the truth. And the truth will set you free. So you must be a slave to a lie some kind of way. You've been captured with a lie, some kind of way. And what we're saying is that we see where you're captured and how you're captured and the lie that you're captured in. And that is in your religion, where they teach you in the church that God had a white son and Jesus is the Son of God, or Jesus is God. And you can prove that that's a lie. All you got to do is read the Bible. You can't see God, brothers and sisters. The Bible said that all throughout the Bible. It said no eyes have seen God. Oh, you can't look upon God. Moses is trying to get God to show himself. And the Quran said that God told Moses, by no means shall you see me. You can't see God, brothers and sisters. Vision is brought about by using the creation. That's how vision, that's how the Imam taught us the vision. So the vision is the word. And the word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. It's a word. Your five senses, seeing, feeling, touching, hearing, you see, all those different things. It had to go through that process in order for you to see it, in order for you to identify what it is. It goes to either one of those five processes. Taste it. That's real, brothers and sisters. So we just and African American peoples, we are the ones that brought knowledge and numbers and things like that to civilization. The number 1 through 10, or 1 to 9, and the 0 was brought about by the Muslims. We the one discovered that and brought that to the society. They say that when they, the Muslims, discovered and invented 0, and they laughed at the Muslims, the 0, ha, ha, ha. The 0 means is exactly nothing. And they show him, say, yeah, it's nothing. He said, but when anytime you put a 1 next to that 0, then it's 10 ones. You put a 2 next to that 0, then it's 20 twos. That's right. They slowly bringing out the reality that our peoples is knowledgeable. That actually we are a people that's very creative. We're not saying that the Caucasian people are knowledgeable. They are knowledgeable too. This ain't no. This society that they got, I mean, it's a beautiful society, but it can be better. It can be better. They did a whole lot of things because they had money to do it with, and had peoples working and giving free labor. You see? But we as African Americans, we can figure out a different way than that. So alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, let's come together. Let's see our brother for more than someone that is a gangbanger. Or that wears their pants is low. Let's look at our brother and sister as somebody that is a creation from Almighty God. And each one of us got something to contribute. Let's look at each other like that. When we establish that type of relationship, brothers and sisters, the spirit is going to develop so thick that you'll be able to touch it with your hand. I know how it feels, brother, when everybody is happy and communicating. That's a good feeling, brother. I was there in Chicago, and I think Muhammad Ali was boxing, and that was about 20 of us. We got together, and we got a hotel, and we put money together, the brothers, you know, to go and sit down and look at the boxing together. And when Muhammad Ali won, Muhammad Ali won, everybody was fired up. People was running all outside of the hotel, screaming. It was a spirit, brothers and sisters, that was so thick. People were so happy because they didn't believe it was gonna happen. And you can imagine what we can do, brothers and sisters, if we had that freedom that Jesus is talking about. That means that we know the truth. We got the Quran and have a knowledge of the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. So brothers and sisters, we're going to keep on working on this here. We're not going to never stop. And we pray that we get an opportunity, you know, to come together and talk about establishing things in the community and be successful with our younger people. As-salamu alaykum.
So how about reading us something from the Quran before you turn it back over to me?
Alhamdulillah, I sure will. Like, but hold on for 1 second. Excuse me, this one. What is that? A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I'm going to start at Surah 22. Ayat 11. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. There are among men some who worship Allah as it was on the verge. If good befall them, they are therewith well content. But if a trial come to them, they turn their faces. They lose both this world and the hereafter. That is lost for all to see. They call on such deities besides Allah as can neither hurt nor profit them. That is straying far indeed from the way. Perhaps they call on one whose harm is nearer than his profit. Evil indeed is a patron and evil the companion for help. Verily Allah will admit those who believe and what righteous deeds to God beneath which rivers flow. For Allah carried out all that he plans. If we to think that Allah would not help him, his messenger, in this world and the hereafter, let him stretch out a rope to the ceiling and cut himself off. Then let him see whether his plan will remove that which enrages him. Thus have we sent down clear signs, and verily Allah doeth guide whom he will. Those who believe in the Quran, those who follow the Jewish scriptures, and the Sabian, Christian, Magian, polytheists, Allah will judge amongst them on the day of judgment. for Allah is witness to all things. Seest thou not that to Allah bow down and worship all things that are in the heavens and on earth? The sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, the animals, and a great number among mankind. But a great number are also such as are deserving punishment. And anyone that Allah shall disgrace, none can raise to honor. For Allah carry out all that he will. These two antagonists dispute with each other about their Lord. For those who deny their Lord, for them would be cut out a garment of fire. Over their head would be poured out boiling water. With it would be scalded what is within their bodies, as well as their skins. In addition, there would be maces of iron to punish them. Every time they wish to get away therefrom from anguish, they would be forced back therein, and it would be said, take ye the penalty of burning. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. You got it, Brother Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. We thank you for that. Well, you know,
yes,
we
sir.
Had a couple of people who we just let them talk because everything is just about had been said that should have been attraction to make a decision. What is good and what is best for us. Everything
yes,
has been covered. We cannot afford to continue sending our children to school and then tell them to get a job, but we should be sending our children to school to tell them to compete and make jobs.
That's right.
And then you can't become equal with a people. When they got everything, you ain't got nothing. Their children starting off with a good education, a good neighborhood, a clean neighborhood. We're starting off broke and hardly have anything. We can't be equal with nobody like that. Your God is not unjust.
God is not going to change
our condition until we change what's in our hearts about our. It was God.
That's right.
He's not going to change our situation until we change what's our situation by changing our hearts, working together. What kind of people who's on the bottom don't even speak to each other? Don't even say good morning, good night. Can I help you? See our people out on the expressway, out in all these intersections, with signs begging for something to eat, begging for money. You think they want to do that? Something has left them, something that God put in them that this world has taken out of them. And that is the courage to keep going. But how can you get, when everything is against you, how are these people going to get making hamburger money at Burger King, making $200 or $300 a week? How are they going to pay $1,000 a month for rent? Being along with your rent, they got a light bill and gas bill and water bill. And I know they want a car. How are they going to do all of that? And then they got bad habits. I don't know how they doing. So all these things are plaguing our people. And we wonder why our youth is robbing and stealing. If they bring drugs in the neighborhood and our children see a chance to make a dollar bill and we can't give them an opportunity to make a dollar, what do you think our children going to do? When everybody else got everything, they ain't got nothing, what do you think your child going to do? You think your child want to be in the world and be in the world don't have the things that the other children got? No, he going to try to get them. If he can't get them by working, he's going to try to get them by any means necessary, and they're sometimes selling drugs.
All right.
Wrong. So we have to we have to make a way for them to have, and we can't do it broke. Yeah, Allah loves us. That's why he gives us a brain and 5 cents. He loves us. But he also knows Allah said also renders unto Caesar what Caesar. Caesar have took everything from us. Manipulation, they call it. Done lied to us. And like y'all was saying, the Jews, the one Jesus said in the Bible, that they was the father of the devil. They the number one people who make all these movies that we see, all these Dracula movies, Frankenstein and Jason and Chucky, they're making all these vicious movies that our children are looking at. Huh?
Mm.
They make those movies. And then they claim to the media, to the people like you and I, that they broke. And they own Ford and Chevrolet and all the major companies in the world. But they holler, I'm broke. Huh? Support the Jews. They got stories to tell. And they can tell a story. They always talking about what they have to them in the Holocaust.
Hmm.
And we ain't saying nothing about what happened to us in slavery. And when you prepare them, you put both of them beside each other. The one was done to us was worse. And you put the Holocaust next to the slavery we went through, what we went through was worse than any Holocaust. No people died with their names. They died on their businesses. They died knowing who their ancestors were. We dying, we don't know our ancestors, we don't know our grandma, we don't know our rights, and we are dying. The jailhouse full of our young people, and now they done reached down and got the baby. They bringing 12, 11 years old, huh? That we put in front of the TV, and the TV done taught them how to kill each other. So we got to play a part in changing this ugly world that we live in. Can't keep blaming nobody until we blame ourselves. So I got somebody on the head. Looks like Brother Hameen. He done raised his hand, so let's bring him in to see what he had to say. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hameen. Yeah.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Yeah. We're moving right ahead, and we're making progress with Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. I'm affiliated with three museums, and we're getting ready to go off into the schools and recruit the children out of the public schools, get with their mama, get some flyers, and take her out to all the math years, and see if they want their children to come and learn how to fly planes and learn all about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and robotics and stuff like that. You know, so it's moving right along. I feel real good. Praise be to Allah. But the thing that I kept thinking about, you know, we need to do something kind of big. The election is coming up this year. The election is 2024, right, around January. When is the actual election? Is it in November? Are they in November? The election. September, October. When is the election for the president? Anybody know? Mm.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't.
I'm thinking about him.
The run for president over November.
Sometime in November? You mean next month?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess that's because I was thinking about reparations $40 million. Washington, D.C., June 19th, 2024. You know, 2024. Yeah. Oh, they're going to run, in 2024. They ain't going to run in 2023. They're going to run in 2024. Are they?
Yeah.
But anyway, reparations, $40 million. 40 has a lot of significance, you know. In the scripture, in the Bible, it talks about 40 days and 40 nights and 40 acres and a mule and H.R. 40. H.R. 40 was the assembly bill, the legislation bill that introduced reparations, and John Conyers had introduced that every year since 1989 or something. Every year, boom, boom. It got shot down, but when his sister got a hold to it, Barbara Lee or something, and she went, she got it through, H.R. 40. It was a study of reparations, a study of developing reparations. And then we do know our governor out here, he commissioned a study of reparations in 2022, and it came in 2021, I think. It came back, and it was, we need to, I was wondering if I put some article in the Muslim Journal, if people would catch hold to it, reparations $40 million, Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024, Juneteenth, in other words, Juneteenth, if people could converge. I'm putting it out there, $40 million. As just a target, something out there, just 40. I don't want to say 40,000, that ain't enough, but 40 million as a target, something we could, you know, kind of target and spread the word, get a bunch of organizations behind it, you know what I mean, and push it. But we need to do something for reparations real soon around that election time. But I don't, but I must have overlooked it. Yeah, the elections ain't next month. That ain't October. This is October.
Next year.
Elections. Huh?
Yeah, probably next year. I think you're right.
Yeah, a year from now. A year. So, yeah, reparations, $40 million. Washington, D.C., June the 19th, Juneteenth, you know, 2024. And I wonder if people catch hold to it. Because I was reading up on the Million Man March. And the Million Man March happened on a Monday. Now, June 19th, 2024 is a Wednesday. And so it would have to be something that people could travel, you know, but June 19th, Juneteenth is a federal holiday. That's a federal holiday. Yeah. So I'm just throwing it out there. I'm thinking about putting an article in the, or putting an ad or something in the Muslim Journal, and see if people will catch hold to it. Reparations, $40 million. Reparations, $40 million. Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. You know, just throw it out there. Because we, you know, if we gonna do it, you know, we got to do something big. We need to step it up, do something big, talk big. Like Abdullah Muhammad, talk big. You know what I mean? Talk big. And then he backed it up, you know, with his discipline and his strength, you know, all that, you know. But, you know, we need to get into this, our community, our Muslims, the Muslims, because it's justice, you know, justice and fair play, you know what I mean? And, yeah, you know. We need to get with this. Reparations, $40 million. You know, Washington, D.C., June 19th, Juneteenth. So I'm at Juneteenth, June the 19th, 2024. So what do y'all think about it? What do y'all think?
I say it's good. That makes sense to me. Who y'all?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get an understanding on the application of it. You said reparations $40 million.
Yeah.
So I mean, just run it down. I mean, let me know what you're talking about.
Yeah, reparations $40 million. That's the theme of it. That's the title of it. Reparations $40 million.
Oh, that's the title of it. Okay.
Yeah, reparations $40 million. That's the title of it. What we want to do is we want people to converge on Washington, D.C. in the name of reparations, June the 19th, 2024.
Okay, I got you.
See, because Juneteenth is a federal holiday now. A federal holiday.
Yeah. Slaves released. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
The federal
yeah,
holiday.
Knew that point. Yes.
When is the holiday?
Huh?
When is the holiday,
sir? June 19th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
June
19th. June 19th, the federal holiday.
Yeah.
All the banks are closed. Schools are closed.
Absolutely.
People
they don't call
paid.
On.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't call on. I think it's past July the 4th. July the 4th, can't touch it.
Yeah, well this sister's old sister in Dallas, Texas. What is this? Sister who's supposed to be she's like the mother of Juneteenth. See, Juneteenth is really based in Galveston. Yeah, I think Galveston is like east Texas. East Texas, mm-hmm. I think.
Anyway, she was saying, look, Juneteenth, you have to make it bigger. You got to make it bigger. You should celebrate Juneteenth all the way from June the 19th, all the way up to July 4th. In other words, celebrate Juneteenth, you know what I mean, on the 20th. 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, all the way up to July 4th. In other words, that's about 2 weeks. I mean, because they had Kwanzaa. Look how they did that fake stuff they put out, Kwanzaa. You know, they celebrated Kwanzaa a whole week.
Right.
A whole week. And, that was a made-up fake. People was going, even Muslims. People were talking about, I want to go get my Kwanzaa dress and go buy a Kwanzaa bush. I say that's not Islamic. I told my sister, that's not Islamic. But they had us going. They had us going for Kwanzaa. And Kwanzaa lasted a whole week, I think. Look it up. See? So if that sister said, huh? Go ahead.
That's something to think about. Is that the business peoples are gonna look at this opportunity, and they gonna figure out a way, and I don't think that it's just like Prophet Muhammad. When Prophet Muhammad went in Medina, he seen that the Jewish people was making all the money. He said, "This can't be." That's what the prophet said. He said, "This can't be. You know, we got to establish some Muslim businesses." So I'm just saying that we got to figure out a way to benefit off of June 19th. We can't just be celebrating it, and this is positive. We can't just be celebrating it and watching the Caucasians and other peoples that benefit from this. Put it that way, benefits from this. I ain't gonna say make money. I said benefit. You know. So it's. I think we should think about that too. And we should ask our brothers and sisters to come together with some kind of ideas where they can benefit off of us coming together on June 19th, inshallah.
Yeah, well, but the main thing is getting people into reparations, into thinking about reparations, because see. A lot of people still think, you know, the white man ain't going to do this. Oh, the white man, you know, afraid of the white man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's more and more people. I'm finding it's more and more people. If you look at the facts of history, man, there's no way in the world, you know, we shouldn't be getting reparations or compensation, restitution, you know what I mean? for all the hell we went through, Ku Klux Klan violence, lynching, you know what I mean, redlining, you know what I mean, separate but equal, you know what I mean, Jim Crow, good God, you know?
And we wind up with nothing. I bear witness. Yeah.
So now enough of us has worked out. Now enough of us has woke up. Now, you know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad now, you know, his spirit was in reparations. His spirit was there.
Oh, yeah.
He says,
look at the paper right here. I'm looking at it.
They're obligated, you know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So his spirit is there. So we standing on solid ground. We standing on solid ground. You know what I mean? And so reparations, $40 million. You know, reparations, $40 million. I'm going to buy an article in Muslim Journal, put it out there just to see if somebody, if they like it, people like it, you know, talk about it. I'm going to talk about it on Blog Talk Radio and see if it catch hold and then give it over to the non-Muslim people, the non-Muslim people, you know, let them, you know. Yeah, because a lot of them are used to organizing and stuff. You know what I mean? But you know.
So what do you think that we can do? What do you think that one of the good us coming together, and that we can do? You know,
we could sell. We could sell food. We could sell clothes.
Yes.
We could sell. Anything that they sell at a festival or anything they sell at a conference or convention, you know what I mean? You know, just you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this a time to be grateful. Muslim Journals, a time to be grateful that Aisha Mustafa, the Muslim Journal, have every year. This is what, it's the 19th annual. The business is sold out. They sold out. I said, Aisha, I need a booth. She said, well, if one council or something, brother, I mean, you know, I need a booth for Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Yeah, but all the booths, they sold out. And the, I try to be grateful, this is October. It's December the 7th, so it's over a month away, over December 7th. This is October, 2 months away.
Yeah.
2 months away. And the booth is sold out already.
Where is it going to be at, Blood Man?
In Jersey. In New Jersey.
Okay.
You know, because New Jersey is where the Muslim Journal is headquartered now. I think they had it in somewhere in Mississippi down there.
They had it in Mississippi, Yes.
But now it's in New Jersey, headquarters.
Alhamdulillah. They're my brothers and sisters in New Jersey. That was my brothers and sisters there. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Right. We want to figure out something that we come together with something big, and have enough product. You know,
what did you say about New Jersey?
Huh?
What did you say about New Jersey?
New Jersey people, they business. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, a time to be grateful. You know, the annual Muslim Journal fundraiser.
Yes.
Can you hear me? You loud?
Yeah, I hear you loud. Yeah.
It's that annual Muslim Journal fundraiser that it's the 19th annual that Muslim Journal give to raise money. You know, so they can keep printing, and salaries and people get paid, and they need, you know. Aisha need to get paid. She has her job. She need to get paid. Brother Marsh out here. He need to get paid. All the people in Muslim Journal need to get paid something. So the
time to be grateful is that fundraiser that they have every year. The last time it was here in L.A., right before COVID came, in 2019 or 2020, because I remember I had a flu real bad, and it might have been COVID. But anyway, it's going to be in New Jersey, December the 7th to December the 10th. That's the time to be grateful.
They moved to New Jersey.
Mississippi. It was in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Now it's in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
So I'm going to try to get a, well, I'm going to try to get a Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school booth, but I'm going to try to have that reparations 40 million booth too, or some way I'll make up a banner or something, just so people will say, what is this? Then have some literature, some literature, something, hand them. It's gonna be thousands of people there. If it's like it was in Los Angeles, a bunch of people, a bunch of booths, a lot of entertainment, you know, workshops.
Allah Akbar.
Well, if any way,
yeah, so.
I would like Akbar. I would like to make a BUII. We get together, always get together, and we get back. And we get so many thousands of calendars, and
yeah,
those calendars there. What y'all think about that?
Good idea.
I think she can be try to sell more than anybody sells there. I think them calendars are gold.
Yeah. Yep. So your calendars is gonna be reparations calendars?
We got reparation and dawah.
And then dawah. All right, yeah.
Yeah, one of the calendars is with reparation, and it got some good knowledge in there. And everything that we talk about, we covered it. Everything we've been talking about, we covered it. And more. You know. What did you say? Reparation 40?
Forty million.
Reparation 40 million. Yeah.
Washington D.C. Because I'm pushing for March, like almost like a Million Man March.
Yes,
but reparations and people, you know, people are buying into that. And somebody,
That's how you get wealthy. Yes, sir.
Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. Just like that.
June the 19th.
Reparations, 40 million. Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. And some people say, "Well, converge on it's worth it." It's worth it. If anything in the world you need to want to try to get together and congregate and that thing is behind, you know what I mean, justice for all that we went through. You know, somebody was saying, Claude Edison was saying, and I had to disagree with him because he may have kind of taught us a little bit about making a slave. But
kill me if you want. You can kill me and all that. You know, all that. You know, but I ain't doing this. I ain't doing this. Imam Muhammad said the slave master took children. He took children and raised them up. Like, it wasn't over men, you know, trying to make a slave. You know what I mean? No, that slave master was smarter than that. He took children.
Mm-hmm.
Raised them up slaves and raised them up. Never, you know, hit me back or whatever. You see what I mean? Yeah, that's how I didn't agree with Claude Anderson on that because he man said, yeah, they took children and made them slaves.
Yeah.
That's what all this about taking the. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, can you hear me? Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Yep. Can we hear you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All this about, you know, taking babies away from the mothers and stuff like that. Yeah, that's how the white man made slaves. Yeah, he took children away, and he raised them, or he had a mammy or somebody raise a little bitty suckling baby or something. You know what I mean? Raise them up slaves. You know, yeah. So,
Allahu Akbar. You know that Israel done killed over 2,000 people?
Yeah. Yeah, but here's something else, too. I heard somebody saying, you know, Israel knew that was happening. Israel has so many informants, you know what I mean? You know, you had them people in prison. It's the Gaza, is a prison. And Israel knew what was that. It's kind of like 911. They say that certain people knew what 911 was coming. Well, they knew this. I can't figure out what Israel's getting out of it. But they knew it. They knew that was happening. You know, and they will sacrifice 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 people. Just like 911. You know, he sacrificed 3,000 people. They wanted something they want. Either the money, printing the money or something. I can't figure it out yet. But they knew that was gonna happen. They got all kind of informants. They got all kind of electrical surveillance. They got all kind of cameras all over Gaza. And they know them people was organized. They probably got behind and help them organize. You know.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. They help who organize what?
Hamas. Whoever the people who attacked Israel was behind it. Israel was
right.
Behind the people attacking Israel. The Israeli elite, leadership, the Israeli people, the real leaders, they knew that. They knew what was going to happen. It's like 911. They knew what was going to happen. You know, but they needed something. Their reasoning is for doing that. But yeah, they knew.
Okay, but now the second part of it is that is a retaliation part, and they then killed over 2,000 Palestinians, not Hamas.
Uh-huh.
The Palestinians did not attack Israel.
Hamas did.
Hamas did. That's right.
Or Israel attacked Israel. That's what I'm saying.
My son said he believed that they are working together.
Hamas and Israel, they work together.
Yeah, that's what he was telling. That was his rationalization, and I kind of see that too. You know, because it don't make no sense you know, for Hamas to attack a country, Israel, that has all the superior weapons that they have, and don't expect a retaliation. And Israel is saying, I can't even think of that man's name, that leader there. He's saying that he was going, they was going to annihilate, you know, there in you know, the Pakistanis. They're going to annihilate them. He said there's going to be many people that's going to die. Children, women's, all that. That's what he said. That's what they said. On television. I mean, right out in the opening. And the people act like they're dead. That they can't see that this person is talking about murdering people, innocent people. But then they come out and do it. They don't kill over 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Behind what a terrorist group did. And Pakistan, they are against Hamas also.
Yeah.
So there it is. You know, these creepers, these devils is masterminded, boy. I mean, they doing some stuff that is just like a script. It's just like a script that they done wrote. You know, it's like those movies at the show. And they do it for real. And they're getting away with it.
Yep.
They're not getting away with it for God is concerned. But I'm saying they're getting away with, in the eyesight of some of the people, not all the people, but some of the people.
You see, what I'm saying is like 9/11. All right.
Yeah.
They pretend that them Arabs from Saudi Arabia attacked the World Trade Center. And killed 3,000 or 4,000 people, right?
Right.
But what did that do? It set off a chain reaction.
This
where
retaliation.
Israel and the United States had an excuse to go in into Libya, go in into Iraq, go in into Syria, go into all them oil-producing countries and take their oil, take their stuff. You see what I mean?
I'm looking for
something like that. This Gaza thing, attacking Israel, what are they going to do with this? What are, you know, because they got the intelligence, man, they got cameras. They say that Gaza is one of the biggest prisons. It's a 2-mile stretch of land. It's one of the biggest prisons in the world. See, all it is a prison that these people live in. And the Israelis, they, you know, they got it surrounded. They can stop the water. They can stop the food. They can stop the electricity. No comparison. No comparison. You see? So I'm something that Israel wants. Like I said last time, it gave them an excuse to go in and take all them countries. Kill Saddam right on TV. Kill, Libya, what's his name? Gaddafi right on TV. TV. Kill him. Straight out. Kill him. Right out. Right there. The killing of Gaddafi was so horrible, you can't hardly look at it. They beat that man and did all kind of stuff to him. Horrible.
right on TV.
Killed his two sons.
And then they took around, and that was the excuse for the military, America, military, and Israel to go in and take the oil from all them countries, all them Middle East countries. Take their gold, take their oil. You see what I mean? So I'm looking for some game in this right here too. Or I'm looking for something that they want to, that they're trying to do, what they're trying to get over to the world.
Well, it said that some of the Muslim countries is the biggest producers of drugs. They are some of the biggest producers of drugs. You know, and that's one of the things that some people understand. It's one of the things that they one reason why they're doing what they're doing. Or what two countries?
Both of the countries that you know the Israel.
Are you talking about Turkey?
Turkey. Yeah, Turkey too. Yeah, Turkey is one of the biggest ones too.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, all of them over there. Turkey, Israel, and all of them. That's why they haven't had war. It's drugs. All you have to be on drugs to come and want to fight somebody with a slingshot. You got to be on drugs. They be on drugs. That drug deal. And we are the market. I have sympathy for neither one of them. They're putting it in our neighborhood, messing up our children. They ain't putting it in their neighborhood.
It's more than with the eye.
It's more than what we
can see. And there's plus America, Bush is just jumping right in now. I'm supporting Israel.
They never say why they fight. They never say why the brothers went over there and did that. They never say why. Because they're ashamed. They never say why. After why? We ain't about the land. They sell the land already. They've been selling that 20 years ago. It's a drug.
Yeah, but...
check it out. While I was giving the drugs, I checked it out. I already got to check it out, too. While I was giving the drugs.
I don't remember that.
And you'll see.
Well, they said Mexico is the biggest drug. So we don't, that information not really clear who is doing it.
Guatemala.
They said Guatemala. They can say whatever, because we ain't got no direct land into what's going on. They tell us what they want to tell us.
You don't have some common sense to tell you that. Common sense to tell you they already got the land. They got the land already. They already got the land. They never say why they did it. They never say why they did it. You don't just do it for fun. They never say why they did it. And you know that's where they're dealing the drugs from. You already know that. Check it out. Read it and check it out. And check in the neighborhood. Well, I'm going to say one thing off bar. I just want to say one thing. I ain't going to say nothing. If you check in the neighborhood and ask your brothers in the hood where they getting their stuff from, and they're going to point right to those brothers right there. That's who they're going to point to. I already told them, because somebody already told me.
How about to tell you? Don't they say the number one buyers of drug too? And China is running drugs in the country too. So it's a whole bunch of people. And they couldn't get in here with letting the United States allow. They couldn't get in here with letting the United States allow.
We're talking about these people right here that's fighting that war right now. That's the one that I'm talking about. I'm telling you, I already know the Italians they doing, but that's the one you're talking right there. They all working together. They all work together, and they speak the same language.
What do you mean?
They speak the same language.
I know one thing: if the people didn't want the drugs, they wouldn't be able, they wouldn't bring them. So the people who want the drug, they want to call themselves said that they high. They want to say they feeling good. And so that's the culture
they're giving it to our children. And children are going to be children. They're going to experiment. That's what they're going to do. And you know that. You as a child yourself. You as a teenager yourself. And you know what you're going to do. And you know what you when you be out there in the street that you do. That's what they give it to our children. I was in the neighborhood. That was no drugs.
I haven't seen them personally giving them. I see people that look like us giving the people drugs. I said in drugs. I said, well, I see selling drugs. People look just like
Akbar. Where you think they get them from? These guys ain't got no education. They ain't got no job. They ain't got no money. Where you think they get them from? If they got them dug up in the back of their yard, please let me know. If they got them dug up and if they have them in their back of yard, let me know. Okay?
It's wrong for anybody to take drugs, use drugs, kill each other. That's wrong no matter who's doing it.
Do you take medication?
We're out a bunch of people that we can't prove that. They said that drugs coming through Mexico. They Mexican cartel. They tell us what they want to tell us.
They said that. They never did on the news say that they was dealing drugs. They didn't say that. I said it. They did not say that. Do you take medication?
No.
If you take any kind of medication, then you taking them drugs. So they putting it in your medication now, and they said they're going to put it in all your food.
Only thing I take
okay,
is
then, well, then you good then. I don't have no sympathy for none of them. Okay, only wonder they out there because they putting it right there in our neighborhood. Our children get locked up.
If a woman get killed, I have sympathy, no matter what is a Jew.
It ain't nothing wrong with that. You have sympathy for the devil if you want to.
Human being.
That's right. You can have sympathy for the devil if you want to. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They say, you know what they're saying? They said the hell is so bad you won't even want your worst enemy to go to hell. So you have that right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm tired of crying. That's what's wrong. We cry too much. It is our children. They can go out there and kill up the whole neighborhood. I remember that guy went up there and killed all them women and children in that school, and they gave him 48 years. And he just went and killed them. Our children did that, and then he had the gun in his hand and got a chance to put the gun down. If that was our children, they'll put about 20 bullets in them. Or he could have gave them life in prison and try to hang them the same day. If they had the opportunity.
Right. Well, we know we ain't treated like everybody else. We understand that we're at the bottom of everything. We're at the low part of everything. We understand that. That's why we're trying to change this world. That's what this show about, the movement, the image that caused that problem.
If you don't believe what they saying, it is written. So you need to call the newspaper and call them people and tell them that they need to stop lying about Israel and Uganda dealing with drugs. You need to tell them that because they got it written all up in the paper. Tell them that. Tell them to stop lying, and then go in the community and tell your children and tell your brothers and sisters in the community to stop buying or stop the uh, 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 and
and ask your brothers, the one that getting drugs, who they getting the drugs from. Because if they ain't got no job, and I'm trying to figure out how they're going to go across the border and get the money. I mean, get the drugs. Ask them where they getting their drugs from.
Well,
if they not, so ask them where they getting their drugs from, because all you know is they be out there in the neighborhood doing it. But where they getting it from? And you know good and well why they ain't going to let them get away with that. You already know that.
Well, you know, they plan and a law plan.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And law
give you free will.
Yeah.
Law give you free will. If you want to go down with the ship, then you can go down with the ship.
Yeah.
You go down with them if you want. Law give you that.
The law is the best friend.
That's right.
Law Akbar.
Law
Akbar.
Law
Akbar. Law Akbar.
Yeah,
we got patience, and we ain't scared to fight.
All right.
You know, but we got to, one of the main things we got to do is establish ourselves.
Can I say one more thing?
We want to come together now.
That's right.
You know, we're going to talk separation, talk long enough.
Yeah.
We got to establish ourselves and see how we can work together.
That's right.
You know, and start making some of our peoples wealthy, you know. And strive hard to be able to try to talk to them, you know, and let them and show them and talk to them and see, let them know how you got your wealth. This is how you got your wealth, by us coming together and deciding to come together, and we want you, you know, to use your wealth, you know, where we can. We can establish our children, have education, proper education. We teach our own. You know, we can set up states where we can govern ourselves. We can govern ourselves, and it's a shame that we still having police officers in the community, and we can show on television where they are shooting our people down, shooting them in the back and throwing women on the ground and stuff like that, man. You know that's and they showing it in our community. So we need to come together and establish businesses and buy the things that we need and support each other. We can talk to our young people better than them because they are our children.
And like we said, do for self means is if it ain't got the ingredients of us working with each other, then it that's a slogan that is not going to get
right.
Do for self means working with self, working with the people that love and respect you and want the same of good world, good neighborhood, good situation that we all can be in a good situation. That is doing for sale. If that's not in there, then we just sober. Yeah. It had to work, and it's going to work when we decide to work together. When we get tools and get the situation parked that we can point to. We got to have money to do that. They have kept money away from us. They have did everything they could possibly do keep us broke.
They got enough money
to make it to the next week, and they made sure of that.
And they're afraid that we're gonna get this reparation. They're afraid that we're gonna come together and be able to pull that through. That's what they're afraid of.
And that's why Israel got getting all that money.
Pre-tax
and get more money. They can live. They can get a nice place built, and right here in Atlanta, those people come from Bosnia and all over the world coming here and get nice apartments, $200
apartments,
now $100,000, $1,300 apartment. How do they pay for that? Where are they getting the money from? And they just got it.
I would tax money for them.
They trying to turn this city here into a Caucasian or light skinned people paradise. They putting all people, all these people that stayed in this neighborhood where I used to live, they gone. They put them, most of them now is Caucasian people, and some of them come in, bought houses, and they got them up on the market for sale, the double, the triple their money. All this for ain't nothing working for them. They want to run the light bill up, the car insurance and everything up, because our children, our people don't have, own no insurance company. So everything they do is in their favor, and because of that image. That's the main problem.
Right.
Yeah. If I had good jobs and we control the movies that they see and we had a place for them to go so they can sit down to eat and enjoy themselves, we wouldn't be in this shape. We wouldn't be calling each other out getting drunk, want to kill each other. We want to be successful. The human being want to be successful. Us do is it not make us allowed to be successful. Even
a football player
that we produce, they ain't putting nothing back in the neighborhood. Boxers and nobody of tennis players.
Think about it.
They ain't putting nothing back in the neighborhood. Our people die marching so they can have a restroom they can go to, a store they can go into. All that happens. And now we don't have no love for each other. Up on that image.
Man.
Yeah.
We got to work ahead of us. Alhamdulillah, we have Haji Lala.
I'm sorry. Haji Lala. We're going to have Haji Lala come and dress up.
Yes, sir. Let's see what we got here. It says, Creator of the heavens and earth, you are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die a Muslim and join me with the righteous. I mean. Here's another one. Blessings for all. Lean all the way into G today and trust Allah with your day.
Allahu Akbar.
Okay, I have another one here. It says, always thank Allah for what you have and trust Allah for the things you need. Have a wonderful night. Bismillah. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's hard. But in the end, it's all for the best. Never stop trusting Allah and His divine plan. Amen.
All right.
Yes. Allah is in charge always. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's see. I have this last one here for tonight. Let's see here. Okay, this one. I've seen better days, but I've also seen worse. I don't have anything I want, but I do have all I need. I woke up with some aches and pains, but I woke up just then. My life is not perfect, but I am blessed. I mean.
Long way. You got something else you want to say? Okay.
No.
I'm fine. No, sir. We fat.
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and thy grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. I mean.
Remember Allah, remember you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a beautiful day.
May Allah bless us with a blessed Juma.
Amen.